something to look into. I was just going to wait until we had a website set up because, you know, I think that would help a lot, but,
Thank you for holding. Is this Drew?
Oh.
Yeah, this is Drew.
Hey, Drew. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. Happy Friday to you. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir.
All right. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. She requested a new in business credit, so you are entitled to a reduced rate. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I'm just wondering, do you see a good, does it help a lot whenever you don't have a website set up yet?
Oh, we can help you with the website. That's not a problem.
All right.
Yeah, we have packages that include a custom website design. But we also have put people up there with no website for whatever reason. The business owner just like refused to have one, and they still see good success because they're showing up as a top recommended option. Obviously not for the septic services in this area did we do that for, but it was just like a previous client that I had that, you know, moved forward with the campaign without the site. So, but the guys that are up there now, you know, Lake Norman Sewer and Septic Services, Carolina Septic Pro, NC Septic and Pump Specialist, these guys are seeing consistent results. I mean, they're getting 1 to 2 calls every day.
Yeah, I'm really looking to do it more for the, as far as the Google side of things, I would rather do it for,
excavation?
Yeah, any kind of grading and excavation, not
grading,
just the septic. I mean, I also want to be listed for septics, but.
Yeah. So I just use that as an example keyword. We list you for 15 keywords at a time. So excavation, grading, resloping, septic system installation. I was just using that as an example.
I didn't know.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we give you 15 different ones, Drew, and then they're interchangeable. So if you ever want to swap them out, you could do that through your account management team here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to send over the pricing page. The major benefit to you in this call is that we even have a listing open, though. The last time we had a spot open for this category in this area was about 11 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know you've been in business for about a year or just opened last year.
We're really just getting started now, but we just got our LLC and everything set up the past year.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's really, really new. All right. Well, I guess it's good timing. What better way to tell people you're here than to show up every time they look up a service? It's a good way to get it up and running. Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's some crazy statistics that they have about Google and Google advertising. Like the average businesses are, I think it's like 70% of businesses fail within the first 5 years. But if you look at the guys that, 70, you can Google that. That's like their statistics, right? The numbers kind of increase as the years go. I think it starts off like 30% in the first year, and then it gets up by year five. It's like 70% of them fall off. But when you look at the people who are using Google advertising, their success rate's a lot higher. Like we have a 95% retention rate over 5 years. So that means that the business owners that sign up with this are still in business 5 years later and are still using our program.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot. You know, obviously it's successful for them in generating clients. It's actually been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 18 years consecutively. But you got to be on the first page. If you're not on page one, you're going to miss out on most opportunities, right? So
it's
only profitable if you get the first page placement. So I sent you the pricing page there. It'll give you a full breakdown of everything. Your monthly cost is really going to depend on which package you select. Obviously the ones with the website included are on the higher end of it. They also include other services in there like Bing Local and Facebook with Facebook advertising, Yelp and Yellow Pages. The Platinum packages are kind of like an A to Z marketing strategy for a newer business like yours. It's just getting started. it just kind of has everything in one. So that way we're like a one-stop shop for you without having to have 30 different bills floating around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll take a look at it. Yes, that link that you sent me?
Yeah. All you got to do is click on it. It'll pull right up.
So the...
There's six different ones. The ones that first pop up that say Premier SEO Packages, Local Bundle, and Google Ads, they're a bit more expensive because they also have Google Ads in them. So you'd be in the sponsored section like Carolina Septic Pro or Morris Jenkins Plumbing. Those guys are huge. That's where you get the bigger prices on those ones. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see Platinum SEO Packages that give you that one local listing on Google but also have like Facebook and other products in there. All of these packages have options on the website. So it just depends on which package you select, but usually the Platinum bundle and the Pro package bundle have the optimized landing page, which is actually a customized website design. I can send you some examples of that here as well. Send that over. Boom. So what I was thinking we could do, and the reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, the new in business credit allows us to waive the setup fees on your listing. So it saves you $300, that $299 setup fee that you see in the fine print. And that usually goes towards like customizing the campaign, buying the domain name for your website, and optimizing that landing page. So we'd waive all that. You'd basically end up getting the website for free, no matter what package you select, and you'll still get the full customization of your campaign.
Okay.
Okay. What I was thinking we can do, because I did look you up here and see what you're already doing, I would like to get your foot in the door, and I feel like if you compare this to anything else that you might be utilizing, you'll end up maybe canceling those guys and sticking with this as like a long-term solution. But I was thinking I could put you on this Platinum bundle here. It's the very last one down. It's advertised at $5.99 monthly. But what I'll do, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could reduce it down to $2.99 month to month. And then I'll lock you in at that pricing structure. So that way you keep that deal for as long as you're with us.
Okay. I'm just trying to read what all that includes.
Yeah, so I could go over it here. So Google Places is the most important thing. That's the placement on the first page of Google right there with those top three guys next to the map. That's what triggered the entire phone call. That's the main product in every package, right? That's your moneymaker.
Yeah.
Bing Local, Bing usually pulls from Google's top three guys for their top five, and then the second largest search engine in the world. So you'll be a top five option on the Bing search engine. We also would put you on Facebook with Facebook advertising. So you have a Facebook business page with Facebook ads being ran. Those are remarketing campaigns as well as search campaigns. So if they search for one of your keywords on Facebook, you'll appear to them. If they search for one of your services or keywords in the last 48 hours, you'll pop up to them as like a pop-up reminder. And those are good. It kind of follows them around. I don't know if you've seen those before.
Yeah.
And then the popular directory submission is huge because it includes things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones, Amazon Alexa search results are also in here as part of our directory submissions. That's the last one down. That's for voice search. And then the optimized landing page and review monitoring would be your website. And then reviews, review monitoring is just to make sure that you maintain a positive reputation on all these platforms. If you incur any negative reviews, we give you an opportunity to dispute them before they actually go live. So that way we can protect the reputation.
All right.
And then we have an app and a tracking system that you can download on your, into your app store, regardless of the device that you use. And that tracking system has advanced reporting, call and conversion tracking. It'll allow you to see all the leads that are generated, where they came from. You'll have recordings of the conversations. So you'll know exactly what's coming from these services and where it came from. And that way you can get a okay. good evaluation each month on what your ROI is.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the kind of work you do, it's really easy to show you a positive ROI, especially at this pricing structure. Like even if you were doing...
Yeah, I mean, if it generates one job a month, it's paying itself off.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you look at the guys that are up there now, not just in the septic side of it, but grading, resloping, excavation, all the things that we have you on, I'm sure you'll be able to offset it with Google alone. But the idea here is to cover all your bases, so it's like a one-stop shop. That way, if you need to change something on your site, or if Google's saying, hey, we need to change this on the site, it's all under one roof. We don't have to go through like that relay system of explain it to you, and then you go explain it to the website guy and have them make the changes and hope it's correct. Right? It'll all just be one
yeah.
clean sweep across the board. We'll make sure everything matches up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I Googled grading, after y'all get it set up, we would be in the top. How many?
There's three guys that show there in the first page. So if you do the search now, I don't know if you can pull it up. But you'll see, like, for the keyword grading, you get Lake Norman Excavating and Land Clearing and Burgess Grading. It's right next to the...
Will it do it on through Safari and everything also, or is it...
Yeah.
Won't help with...
No, you can do it through Safari. We do the Safari submission as well on the iPhone. Sometimes people set it up to default to Google as well. Depends on how your phone is set up. Sometimes it automatically defaults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we would be in that top list of people that you see popping up on there.
Exactly. That's how they got there. So it isn't a flip of the switch thing, though, too, Drew. I want to draw back on that. So there are some things we'll need from you in order to get the Google business profile and get that verified. So you have to actually make sure your company exists as an entity on Google. It is a one-time thing that you have to do for as long as you own the company. That way you have that profile where they can write reviews and your website's attached to it and everything. We'll walk you through it, but, you know, there's a form that you fill out, and then there's a little video verification that they'll ask for. So they'll ask you to, like, send in pictures of, like, the work vehicle, license plate, tools and equipment, maybe, like, picture of a mailbox. Obviously, if you're missing things, that's fine, but they want you to kind of fill that out as best as possible just so that they can verify that you're a real company.
Yeah.
I know you said you recently got the LLC, so I'm pretty sure you have everything necessary that they would ask for.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a form, but it's not going to be like a flip of the switch thing. We got to go through the verification process, at least with Google and Bing and the Apple Safari search engine. So it takes a couple of weeks to get through that. But in the meantime, we'll be able to have the website up and running. We'll be able to get Facebook ads up and running. So we'll be able to kind of accumulate clients from those platforms. Once the Google listing goes live, then you'll really start to see the increase in job opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. And like with doing the website through y'all, will I be able to still edit the website and do whatever I'd like to with it? Or
absolutely. Yeah, you'll have full access to everything. You're still the owner of the listings in the business. We're just hosting them and maintaining them for you. Also, we run into guys that aren't tech savvy, so if it's one of those things where you just want to kind of point and click or tell us what you want done, we have a support team in here that will be able to make changes within a 24-hour period.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is it something like at that rate that you gave me and all, is that something that I can do? Say I do it for 6 months and I'm not making anything off of it. I don't see it going that way, especially with the whole Google thing. But
yeah,
if we weren't happy with it or whatever, is it something that you could cancel at any time, or is it?
Yeah, well, with a new account like yours, we want you to commit to it for 3 months, but it's paid out month to month. After 3 months, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I would like to set that up.
Okay. So let me create your Google business profile. This is very exciting. Like I said, this is something that you only have to do one time for as long as you own your business. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, so 704-661-6522.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and they actually provide you with a Google tracking number as well. They'll give that to you during your client interview. They'll give you some options, and you could select it. What it does is it'll show a different number on your Google listing, but it forwards to your phone in real time, and then we ask you to save that number under the business name. So that way you get a caller ID for any leads. It'll say Callaway Grading LLC, and you know it's a business call and not like a personal call.
Okay, so you said that it's going to give me a different number, and it'll list the different number?
Yeah, and it'll come to your phone in real time, but we have you save the number that's listed as Callaway Grading LLC. That way, if somebody clicks on your listing, because it's just a phone icon up there, it doesn't display your number.
Yeah.
If they click on that and it calls through to you directly, it'll say on your device, Callaway Grading LLC, and you know that's a business call, not like
it's a business call. Okay.
That way you're not missing your clients.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point of the Google Voice number. We want to make sure you're not missing job opportunities, because if they call you live, it's gold. You know, it's like 90% chance unless you have like a scheduling problem and you really can't get to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Drew short for anything?
Yeah. It's Bryson Andrew Callaway.
Okay. Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N?
Yep.
Okay. And then the last name spelled just like the business name, C-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y?
Yep.
Now you got a pretty famous golf name.
Yeah.
Callaway and Bryson.
Too bad we didn't get in on that. We went nuts and crazy.
Yeah. No, I love golf. But Bryson DeChambeau, he's a great one. And then Callaway is, you know, top of the line golf clubs. All right. So what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing, so that way it's all documented that you're getting all the products and features for that in that platinum package for that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us.
All right. It's Drew at CallawayGrading.com.
All right. All right, Drew. And then Google is going to verify your address, okay? Usually they'll do this during the video verification, but they may also send you a PIN in the mail just to make sure that you're actually there. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that PIN we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send this to?
2820.
Okay.
St. James Church Road.
Dames or James?
James.
Yeah, there's no Saint. Oh my God, what am I talking about? All right, I gotcha. I'm like, there's no Saint Dames in the Bible. All right, and that's Denver, and it's 28037, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got it here. All right, and then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Let's do 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
7 to 6. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Work the weekends as well.
Okay, so Monday through Sunday. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and submit. Okay. All right, so let me pull up our calendar here. I have your Google Business profile created. When the payment clears, it's going to send you an outline of the agreement, the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system, and your verification form so we can get you Google verified. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. Let's see. The next available time I have would be Monday, anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We do ask for an hour window in case this call goes over the 30 to 45 minute period. What time do you think would work best for you on Monday?
As late in the evening as we can do it.
Okay, you want to go 6 p.m. on Monday, the
23rd? Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, that's Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I will also set up a text message reminder for 1 hour before. Okay. So about 5 o'clock, they'll give you a heads up there. But that's perfect, because then this weekend you can just kind of fill out the form, send in anything that they're requesting. I don't know if you have a logo developed or pictures of work that you've done in the past that you could send in. I'll send over my number here and an email address for you to send those in. But you can kind of do that over the weekend, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll during that client interview on Monday at 6.
All right.
Okay. It's going to be a different service than you've probably experienced if you're just using HomeAdvisor by Angie's. We kind of are in it with you, okay? So don't be surprised if people are kind of like holding your hand each step. We don't expect you to know everything or do everything, right? And our business owners, they're not successful unless we're successful, right? So if you're not making money, we're not making money. So you kind of have a team of people that are going to be ushering you through each step. So be prepared for that. Don't let it catch you off guard if they're calling you going, hey, you know, we're calling about this for your website, or do this or do that. You got a whole team of people back here that are helping you out.
All right.
Okay. All right. Did you get those text messages?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So make sure you have that. And then billing information. Okay, so I have this all set up. It's just going to charge $299 unless you wanted to capitalize on one of our prepay options. You don't have to do the prepay options, but I'll run these by you just because it can save you money over time. So there's a three-month prepay that you could do with the discounted pricing structure that you're on for the Platinum Bundle. It'll knock it down to $700. So that'll save you about $200 over the next 3 months. There's a six-month prepay you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then there is a 12-month prepay you can do. It's the annual package. It'd be $2,500, and that'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. It's pretty significant savings on an already discounted package. Would you like to capitalize on any of these?
Yeah. Let's see. Let me do the 6 month one.
Okay.
Is it something that I can switch from one card to another?
Yeah. Like after 6 months, you want to switch it to a different payment method?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to contact me or our customer service department. Also, in your app and tracking system, there is a billing section in there, and you can modify it yourself manually as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great.
You have full access to everything. All right, Bryson, and then let's see, Bryson, Drew, Callaway. All right, and then in terms of securing the payment of the $1,300 for the six-month prepay, how did you want to do that?
I'll do it with a credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
I'm going to do it under my name.
Okay.
For this, that's why I was asking for the first one. We've got company cards set up, but it is me and my brother. We're partners, and I haven't talked to him about the Google yet.
Okay. I got gotcha.
So I don't want to put it on the business card and be like, well, I don't really want to do that. Say, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm still going to add the business name to it because you guys are actually entitled to get this as a write-off. So either way, you'll actually get it back at the end of the year when you do your taxes for the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll still be able to write it off. That's kind of why I was wondering about switching it over.
Yeah. No, I'll put it under Bryson, Drew, Callaway. Is that how your name appears on the card?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then it'll say Callaway Grading LLC on the invoice. So you guys will still be able to write that off and get it back that way. It's a business expense.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're Google verifying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you want that address hidden online? Forgot to ask.
If we hide the address, then will it still pop up like on the map and all?
Yeah, it'll just move the pin to the nearest cross street, and then it'll only display the city, state, and zip.
No, we can do the address for now.
Okay. If you ever want to change it, that is changeable, though, okay? Like, if you get some random guy that pulls up to your door, they shouldn't, right? I mean, you're going to them, but if it happens, let us know and we can modify it.
All right, yeah.
All right, and then on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, perfect. 4400.
4400.
6617.
6617.
7214.
7214.
6038.
6038. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0630.
06/30. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
388.
388. Okay. And then we have a security question for your account. You're going to want to share this with your partner. Case he calls in ever, we won't do anything unless we can verify who we're speaking with. So you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Should I use the full name or her?
It's just her last name is what the maiden name is before.
Just last name? Okay. Okay. Just Reed.
R-E-E-D.
R-E-I-D.
Got it. R-E-I-D. Answers match. Okay. Save. All right. And then I got to walk you through a voice verification recording before I process any transaction with you. This is going to outline the service agreement. And then we're also going to send this to you in writing. Once the transaction clears, it'll come through automatically for you to sign off on. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand during the client or the voice verification recording, please stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run the payment, okay?
All right. Perfect.
All right. All right. All right, Drew. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Callaway Grading, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Bryson Drew Callaway, Vice President.
Okay, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and submit. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 24 to 48 hours, but like I was saying earlier, immediate response time is always going to give you the best results, the live calls. Okay.
All right.
And then I sent you our contact information. That 877-635-6225 number is also our business line. It has my direct extension in there, but we do want you to save that number under Local Splash so that way you know when we're contacting you.
All right. I'll do that.
Okay. And then while you're doing that, it says here, as a result of your increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That is why we have the security question. So, for example, several of my clients have gotten calls from Yelp to offer the Yelp advertising because we give you the free directory submission. And if you do receive these calls and you are interested in trying that out, you know, let me know. We could always offer you the Yelp ads at a discounted rate, but usually you want to politely decline because what they'll do is they'll create a duplicate Yelp listing, and that actually causes a problem with Google. You can't have two listings of any of them floating around, especially if, like, the name, address, or phone number doesn't match up or the website doesn't match up. It just causes a problem. So before you add anything else online, always double-check or let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. Does that make sense?
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
All right. And then as a part of the verification process, it's essential that we receive the required business documents in a timely manner. This might include things like your LLC, your business license, proof of insurance, any other documents that they're going to request for the Google Business page verification. So the form will be sent to you. We kindly ask that the form be filled out and the documents be submitted within the first 7 days. So between now and the 27th or next Friday, failure to provide the necessary documents within that time frame may result in some delays or a suspension of the profile until we can resolve the issues. So it says, do you agree to submit these business documents within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 20th of 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $1,300 as part of a six-month prepay. Okay. So this payment is actually going to cover you all the way until August 20th, 2026. Now, this is a contract, but it does set up to automatically renew as a monthly payment. So it's not going to charge you another $1,300 on August 20th, okay? It doesn't do that. It's not going to automatically renew over a six-month span. It'll actually go back to our original month-to-month agreement of $299, okay, unless you call us prior and say that you want to do another prepay, okay? It's very important. Okay, this will also be sent to you in writing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much did you say it was for 6 months?
It's $1,300.
How much is it for a year?
If you do the year, it's $2,500.
Okay. Well, I'll just stick with the 6 months for now.
Yeah. I can always work with you, too. If you get through the 6 months and you're going, hey, let's actually do another 6 months, I'll prorate it and just do $1,200. That way it comes out as like a year. Still gets you that extra 100% savings. Okay?
All right.
Yep. And we're sending everything to you in writing. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time after the initial 6 months. Since it's a contract, the first month's payment will be non-refundable. If you do cancel or you plan to cancel, please let us know before August 20th so that way we can stop it from automatically billing you. Okay, and it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go in here. I'm going to activate your account now, so I'll process this payment. Hang on the line with me. When the payment clears, you'll get notifications, and then you'll get a full outline of the agreement in writing, your username and password for your tracking system and account dashboard, and it'll also have your Google verification form.
Okay.
Okay, looks like payment has cleared on our end.
Yep, it just came through to me.
All right, perfect. And so you'll find a full outline of the agreement there in writing. You'll have to sign off on that. That'll be your homework for the weekend. The Google verification form has been texted and emailed to you, so you have that. And then the username and password will come through automatically as well. I highly recommend you download that app. That thing's going to be your best friend, make your life a lot easier, just keeping track of all the clients and everything that's coming in.
Download the local class app.
Yeah, if you can go to your app store on your device and just type in local splash or company name, it'll have a navy blue and orange L and S. A little splash behind. Yeah, it'll be L and S, and then it'll have a little splash behind it in the logo.
Okay.
Okay. So pretty much your homework for this this weekend is just to sign your subscription terms, fill out the verification form, send in a logo and any pictures that you'd like to utilize, not just for Google, but Facebook, your website, and any additional platforms that we'll be submitting you to. We'll use those.
Yep.
So send those
in. I did just set up a Callaway grading Facebook a couple of days ago.
Perfect.
Well, it's been about a week ago. What can y'all link to that or whatever you need to do?
Absolutely. Yeah, we won't duplicate it. So we'll show you how to do that during the client interview. You could add us to it, and then we'll do all the posting on there. So it's good that you created that, though. It's it helps a lot get things moving faster. So let me see if
The Facebook ads, I won't have to pay extra for them?
Nope, it's already set. If you do want to add any additional to it, obviously you can evaluate the expenses that gone into it. $400 of the $1,300 is going to go directly into Facebook ads. If you run through that and you say, hey, I want to increase that, we could always increase it at that time. But what we like to do is not throw money at the wall and see if we get lucky. We like to run the campaigns and then get an educated results or an educated idea on what we know is working best for your company, then we would recommend the additional spending, right? So this is going to be more of like a trial. Some people love Facebook and they invest more into it, and other people kind of pull back and they say, hey, maybe let's do the Google ads instead, get the additional ads going on Google and put that money there. So
yeah.
For your company, any new business, you basically go through this trial and error period of like trying 100 different things to find out what works for you. And that's why I recommended the Platinum package. I know the Google advertising is the most profitable, but the Platinum package is going to allow us to check all those other boxes too without you having to go through each individual one, right? Like make a payment on the site, right. Make a payment on Facebook. So you'll have really definitive answers through this 6-month period on what's going to be the long-term success route for your business.
All right. And then just another one of those questions. We've already paid to set up a domain.
Okay.
I guess. So like what our emails are through, which we don't have the website created or anything.
No problem.
We'll be able to,
same thing as
we'll
the
be able to dispute that. Okay. And
yeah. Yes.
Is that something that we're actually paying for through y'all? Now also
the website's included in your Platinum package, so I included it and waived all the fees on the site. That's what I was telling you at the beginning of the call. So you're not going to be charged anything for the site, but if you already have a domain name, we won't have to purchase one, and that actually does help. And we can go in there and we could do all the content creation and still provide hosting as well.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. I'll
yeah.
get that stuff filled out.
You lock it down. Now, you did mention earlier as well that you had a partner. Would you like me to add your partner to this profile in case we get a call from him or give him access to everything, or do you usually just handle it?
I'm sorry. You're breaking up real bad. I couldn't hear much of what you said there.
Let me make sure it's not on
what
my end.
What was that? I'm sorry.
You mentioned that you had a partner. So I was asking, did you want to add the partner?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Drew? Hello, hello, hello?
Hello?
Drew, are you there? Drew? What?